can join us or be on the side of history who prioritize their guns over the lives of others. The only way we can do this is in numbers. Let's have our lawmakers reflect our views and address our struggles. Let's stand. Unite with one another. We the people still stands true, so now America, you will have to choose. Will you give up, or is enough enough? And I have one more request. Today is March 24th, March for Our Lives, but it is also the birthday of Nick Duart, someone that I was senselessly murdered in front of me. Today is his birthday. I would like to sing together, happy birthday.
One,
two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nick. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Stay beautiful.
I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!'s live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., a special four-hour broadcast.
I served in the U.S. Army.
I served in the Navy.
Air Force.
Marine Corps.
Hoorah.
I was a 31 Bravo military police officer.
Security Forces.
82nd Airborne.
Radio operator.
SEAL Team 1.
I was stationed at Camp Anaconda in Iraq.
In Afghanistan.
Vietnam.
My service weapon was an M4 assault rifle.
My service weapon was an M16.
It's basically the same. You know what? It is the same.
As the AR-15.
Same weapon that's killed hundreds of people in the deadliest mass shootings in America.
I know the power of this weapon firsthand.
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 And there is no reason.
No reason.
No reason.
Why anyone other than military and law enforcement should have an assault weapon like this.
I fought for this country.
I believe in the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms.
But that was created 200 years ago.
Guns have changed a lot since then.
High-powered, rapid-fire assault rifles like the AR-15 are meant for one thing.
One thing.
One thing.
That's not something I want in my country.
My name is Corporal Aiken.
My name is Specialist LaHaye.
Petty Officer Second Class Day.
Corporal Williams.
Sergeant Yen.
Airman Batesel.
Staff Sergeant Houseman.
Corporal Henderson.
Staff Sergeant Sason.
Corporal De Jesus.
Specialist Stelt.
Captain Vernier.
Senior Airman Rice.
Specialist Parker.
Petty Officer Williams.
My name is Sergeant Bell, and I support the ban on military-style assault rifles and safer gun laws in this country.
Finding love is a battle.
Can't seem to get where we're going, but the hard times are golden, 'cause they all lead to better days. Let's go! Come on! Ooh. All right. Know that we're gonna be all right. Know that we're gonna be all right. Know that we're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right, boy. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right.
Family. Yes, I said family. I said family because we are here joined together in unity fighting for the same goals. I say family because of all the pain that I see in the crowd. And that pain is another reason why we are here. Our pain makes us family. Us hurting together brings us closer together to fight for something better. My name is Alex King. I'm 17. I am a senior at North Lundale College Prep. As well as a peace warrior and a leader with Good Kids, Mad City. Chicago has been at the forefront of gun violence for a very long time, with 650 people being murdered in the year of 2017 and 771 being murdered in the year of 2016. But that's not it. Gun violence travels in places like Florida, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles. It happens nationwide. I know many people who have lost loved ones, friends, and family on a regular basis due to gun violence. My nephew, Deshaun Moore, he was taken away on May 28th in the year of 2017, 2 weeks after his 16th birthday. The day I lost my nephew was a huge turning point in my life. I started doing a lot of bad things, hanging around a bad crowd. I started to really give up. But there's this principle by Dr. King, and it states, the beloved community is the framework for the future. And what that means is, how our community is now is how it will be affected in the future if we don't make a change. If we aren't acting like a family now, we won't act like a family in the future. If pain is in our community now, pain will forever be in our community in the future if we don't make a change. Our community has been affected by gun violence for so long and will continue to be affected by it if we don't do something. But through my friends and colleagues, I found help to come up out of a dark place. Everyone doesn't have the same resources and support system as I was lucky to have. Myself and a few other Peace Warriors were able to take a trip to visit Parkland students and share our trauma with one another. We left not only knowing that we would support one another, but also realizing that without the proper grassroots resources, this issue of violence will not be solved, and we will not stop until we are properly resourced in our communities. So family, let's continue to fight for what's right. And since we are a family now, I would like to pass on one of the traditions that me and my family does at North Lundale College Prep. So, as I do this, I will ask that you follow me after I say repeat after me. So it's this African clap that we do at North Lundale that shows unity, which is unity is strength. Look at the numbers here in the crowd today. Do you see this? So, here's how it goes. First, I would say one. And that's just a simple clap. So when I say one, it's like this. One, 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 one. Okay. Now, next, I would say four. And how that works is two sets of two. So when I say four, it goes like this. Four, one, two, one, two. Four, one, two, one, two. Four, one, two, one, two. And now, here's the tricky part. Now we're gonna do 10, which is two sets of three and two sets of two. So how this goes is when I say 10, it goes like this. 10, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. 10, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. Now y'all think we can do this as a family? Yeah. All right, that's what I like to hear. Let's go. One, 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 four. 4, 10, 10. I love y'all.
One, 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 four, four. 10. For we are survivors. Yes. Let me say that again for you. For we are survivors. We are survivors of a cruel and silent nation. A nation where freedom, justice, equality, and purpose is not upheld. A nation where we do not live out the true meanings of our creed. When will we as a nation understand that nonviolence is the way of life for a courageous people? When will we as a nation understand that we are not here to fight against one another, but we are here to fight for life and peace? Dr. King once said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Which now leads me to say that violence cannot drive out violence. Only peace can do that. Poverty cannot drive out poverty. Only resources can do that. Death cannot drive out death. Only proactive life can do that. As I stand before you, I stand as D'Angelo McDade, an 18-year-old from the west sides of Chicago. I, too, am a victim, a survivor, and a victor of gun violence. I come from a place where minorities are controlled by both violence and poverty, leading us to be deterred by success. But today we say no more. Before you, representing the body of those who have experienced and lost their lives due to gun violence. For we are survivors. For I am a survivor. For we are survivors not only of gun violence, but of silence. For we are survivors of the erratic productions of poverty. But not only that. We are the survivors of unjust policies and practices upheld by our Senate. We are survivors of lack of resources within our schools. We are survivors of social, emotional, and physical harm. Dr. King had a dream that we as youth must now make our reality. Ephesians 4, 2, and 3 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with love. Make every count. Keep its unity of the Spirit through peace and love. For 1 Peter says in chapter 4, verse 8, above all, you ain't hearing me. It says above all, love each other deeply because love covers all wrongdoing. And for as we, let me hear you say we.
We.
Let me hear you say we.
We.
As youth must not be the change that we see. My mother has this phrase that she used all the time. And she told me before I left home to come deal with this. She says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I stand for peace.
Hello, my name is Matthew Soto. And at the age of 15, I sat in my high school Spanish class while my sister Victoria Soto was being slaughtered in her first grade classroom in Newtown, Connecticut. On December 14th, Vicky went into school to make gingerbread houses with her first grade students before their holiday break. How many of you can remember doing that? The anticipation of having to wait all week to have to be on your best behavior, but that was cut short. They didn't get to make gingerbread houses because gunfire rang out in the hallway. Too many times has gunfire been ringing out in the hallways of schools across this country. Too many schools, too many churches, too many movie theaters, too many neighborhoods, too many homes. Enough is enough. We do not have to wait for others to make us safe. We need to do it ourselves. America, I am pleading with you to realize this is not okay. We do not have to live like this. To my fellow students, it is our time to stand up. Register to vote, bring power to the polls, and show those that say that our lives are not more important than a gun, that we are important, that we matter. Get involved in your community, because change, no matter how small, is change. Many of the students that were in fourth grade when my sister was murdered are now freshmen in high school. 5 years ago, this happened. 5 years ago, and no change has come. Today, over 400 students, teachers, and parents of Newtown families are here marching with us today. Today, we are presenting a banner to the Parkland community from the Newtown community. We know your pain, we know what you are going through, and we are inspired by your fight for change. We need to use our voices because we cannot change the past, but we can only fight to change and build a better future.
My name is Tommy Murray. I'm a junior at Newtown High School. I live in Sandy Hook, and I attended the Sandy Hook Elementary School when I was in first grade to fourth grade. I was in sixth grade on lockdown for hours and hours when my neighbor shot his mother in her bed, then gunned down 20 children and six of our educators, including my principal, Don Hawksprung. It was one of the worst days of my life. Since then, I have attended vigils, I have protested in front of the gun lobby in our town, I have sent letters to Congress, I traveled to D.C. to meet with Congress to beg them to do something to stop gun violence, but they did nothing. They didn't ban assault weapons or pass universal background check bills, and now the entire Parkland community is shattered the way our town was after the massacre in my elementary school. We are here to support the Stoneman Douglas students. We want to tell you to keep fighting as hard as you can. Your voices are so important. Your stories have truly changed the hearts and minds, and together, our stories will create the change that we need. If these mass shootings can happen in Newtown and Parkland, then they can happen anywhere. Connecticut passed strong gun laws after Sandy Hook, and Congress should do the same. Let's stand together to demand change. We will march with you. We will walk out with you. We will vote with you. We will end gun violence in our country, and we will honor with action.
My name is Jackson Middleman, and I'm also a junior at Newtown High School. Tommy and I lead a gun violence prevention group that has been rallying since we were 11 years old to end gun violence in America. I was also on lockdown for 5 hours on 12/14/12, the worst day of my life. The Sandy Hook mass shooting should have been the last one in our nation, but there are more and more every single day. And that's why Newtown says enough, and we say never again. We have worked incredibly hard for the last 5 years to protect other communities, but apparently Sandy Hook was not enough for America to make the changes. But after Parkland, we feel hope. You have inspired millions of students and adults all around the world. We want to thank the Parkland students, and we want to let them know that Newtown High School students stand with them. Long after the media trucks leave, we will stand by you during your healing and recovery. We are forever connected by a tragedy that could have been prevented if our lawmakers had the courage to enact smart gun legislation. It touched our hearts when Columbine High School sent us a banner with their message of love and hope, and we hope our message from Newtown High School will help you through your darkest days. And before we finish, I have a message. Mr. Trump, Congress, the Senate, and all elected leaders of America, you have failed us. And we have had enough of your NRA agenda. I'm calling out those who have taken money from the NRA. You better bring that check to the bank and put it in your retirement fund because we're gonna vote you out. And now I'd like to introduce a Newtown and Parkland demand for change. Newtown wants change. Parkland wants change. The world wants change. Give it to us now.
My journey as an activist began just like many of you here. I witnessed injustice and violence in my community, and I spoke out. Today, you march because you too are witnesses to Stoneman Douglas, to Sandy Hook, to Virginia Tech, and to Columbine. To every friend, parent, sister, or brother who lost a loved one, my heart is with you. And though I can't be there with you today, I stand with you. I already talked to some of the students who organized this march today. Now, I want to talk to the rest of you, to everyone listening today. I hope that you will ask these student leaders how you can help them. They need other students, teachers, parents, and leaders to work together to end gun violence in schools. Whatever your politics, I know that no one wants another child to witness what these children have seen. Thank you.
From Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and we also wrote the song Shine.
This song is not only dedicated to the 17 and 14 injured, the 17 victims that we lost, it's dedicated to all their friends and family, and to anyone who's ever experienced gun violence.
Together, we are going to be the change. We are going to change the world. Thank you.
City away. You tore down the walls and opened up all the gates.
You ruined this town. You burned all of the bridges and you slowly let us drown.
Down, we'll get back up again. You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger. And we're not gonna let you in, we're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light. And whoa, we will be something special. Whoa, we're gonna
so we'll never ever fall.
We're done with all your little games. We're tired of hearing that we're too young to ever make a change. 'Cause you're not gonna knock us down,
we'll get back up again.
But I promise we'll be stronger, and we're not gonna let you in.
We're putting up a fight.
You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light. And whoa,
listen, we deserve to feel safe in our own schools. The time for change is now.
The smallest of words can make the biggest difference.
Be the voice for those who don't have one.
Together, we have the power to change the world around us.
You're not gonna knock us down.
We'll get back up again.
You may have hurt us, but I promise
stronger and
people who are telling us to shut up, be quiet, wait your turn, we call BS. There are about 31 million young people between the ages of 19 and 25. If we all register to vote at 18 and show up on election day, then we can make the change we call for today. Common sense measures work. Let's make background checks universal. Stop the pipeline of illegal guns to our streets. Raise the age of buying a gun and save lives. Let's make waiting periods real and stop the epidemic of nearly 22,000 suicides per year and ban assault weapons that have no place in civilian hands. We are in the march for our lives, and we won't stop until we make this country safer. The adults had their chance. Now it's our turn. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. Never again.
And about 20 seconds. In a little over 6 minutes, 17 of our friends were taken from us, 15 were injured, and everyone, absolutely everyone, in the Douglas community was forever altered. Everyone who is there understands. Everyone who has been touched by the cold grip of gun violence understands. For us, long, tearful, chaotic hours in the scorching afternoon sun were spent not knowing. No one understood the extent of what had happened. No one could believe that there were bodies in that building waiting to be identified for over a day. No one knew that the people who were missing had stopped breathing long before any of us had even known that a code red had been called. No one could comprehend the devastating aftermath or how far this would reach or where this would go. For those who still can't comprehend because they refused to, I'll tell you where it went. Right into the ground, 6 feet deep. 6 minutes and 20 seconds with an AR-15, and my friend Carmen would never complain to me about piano practice. Aaron Feist would never call Kira Miss Sunshine. Alex Schachter would never walk into school with his brother Ryan. Scott Beagle would never joke around with Cameron at camp. Helena Ramsey would never hang out after school with Max. Gina Montalto would never wave to her friend Liam at lunch. Joaquin Oliver would never play basketball with Sam or Dylan. Elena Petty would never. Kara Lugren would never. Chris Hickson would never. Luke Hoyer would never. Marquin Duque Aguiano would never. Peter Wang would never. Alyssa Alhadaf would never. Jamie Guttenberg would never. Meadow Pollock would never.
This is Democracy Now!'s live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., a special four-hour broadcast. This is Democracy Now!'s live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., a special four-hour broadcast. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!'s live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., a special four-hour broadcast. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!'s live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., a special four-hour broadcast.
Since the time that I came out here, it has been 6 minutes and 20 seconds. The shooter has ceased shooting and will soon abandon his rifle, blend in with the students as they escape, and walk free for an hour before arrest. Fight for your lives before it's someone else's job.
Yeah. thank you guys for coming out here. And we would not be here without you. There's no way in hell that we could ever have amounted to anything without the support of you guys. We all know what this is like, and it's up to us to stop it. So one last final plug, get out there and vote. Get out there, get registered. And if, yeah, go right ahead.
We are united. We are called the United States of America for that reason. Together we are whole, together we are one. Look to your left, look to your right. Brothers and sisters is what I see. Together we unite to make a whole. Congress, politicians, you are the parents. Hear your children cry. We want to come home. We want home. Whole home. Make our home well. Make our home prosperous. Make our generation the generation that fights. Make the generation that is changed. We are the change. Look at us. Look at your children. Your children are the one fighting for their rights because they're fighting for their life to survive. We are here today for the survival fact that no more, no bloodshed due to the fact of a metal machine made by a human, triggered by a human. Guns only serve one purpose, to take a life. They don't spare, they don't protect, they take lives. When you stare at a gun, you know it's your end. We are saying no more. We are here to say we are United States of America and we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. United America!
La lucha sigue, y'all. Para la gente, for our people. La lucha sigue. We will not stop. We shall not stop. We are magical. Somos poderosos. We are magic. We are power. La gente, bro. La gente.
Okay. As one last important note, I think it's important that we realize we are just like we are all Americans. We are all susceptible to the same corruption and greed, regardless of who you are or where you come from. So what we have here, what is constantly being sowed, are the seeds of corruption. But it's our job as the democracy to ensure that those seeds never sprout. But the only way you can do that is by getting out and voting. If not for me, for everybody else on this stage, and every single American child out there, vote for us, vote for our future, and help us fight for our lives at marchforourlives.com.
Just give the mic to...
Hey, everyone. Thank you all for coming today. If you look around, you are surrounded by the people who will be making this country a better place and who will be making it easier to sleep at night, easier to wake up in the morning and go to school, and easier to be Americans. So to all of you who are assisting us in the fight for change, thank you. Thank you all. And the fight begins today and it will not end until we get what we need. Thank you.
I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!'s live coverage of the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., a special four-hour broadcast.
You've just been watching the March for Our Lives, Democracy Now!'s global broadcast here in Washington, D.C. The city, it's teeming with young people. Hundreds of thousands of young people, their families, their supporters, have come to the nation's capital saying, never again. They're talking about themselves as the mass shooting generation. And they say it, they want it to stop. And so they've brought their concerns to the Capitol. They're not far from President Trump's residence, the White House, but he is golfing at his private resort in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, and for the next hour, we're going to bring you the voices of the people who've come to this city. But it's not only this city. People have gathered for sibling rallies all over the country. And we're going to bring you some of those voices as well. But first, we want to go to ground zero, to the student survivors. And that's where we're going to begin. We're going to begin with a young man who came to remember his dearest, closest family friend. He grew up with him. He went on vacations with him. He was never without Joaquim. But we'll let him tell his story.
My name is Julian Acosti. I'm from Parkland, Florida. And we're here to make a change today, especially for my brother who passed in the shooting. So everything we do is for him and all the other 17 who passed as well.
Tell us who your brother was, Julian.
Joaquin Oliver. He was really close to me, and we've been together since third grade. And I still love him, and I know he's up there watching over us, and we're going to do this for you.
How old was he?
He was 17 years old.
And how did he die at Parkland?
By the shooting that happened at our school in the freshman building.
Which class was he in?
He was in Miss LaPelle's room, but he ran out the building because the fire alarm ran off.
And where were you?
I was across the school in the support room, but you could hear the gunshots from across the school. It was so loud.
You and your fellow and sister students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School have launched a massive movement. Talk about how you feel today at this March for Our Lives. Millions are expected to be marching all over the country, hundreds of thousands here in Washington, D.C. alone.
It's crazy that we did this and sparked this big movement that everybody's doing in the country and even out of our country, and that we're going to make a change and that this march is just a start for us.
What are you calling for?
Gun laws, gun restriction, and to have a safer place for us for school, and that we should not have to worry about anything when we go to school. We should be able to go to school or just go out and not have to worry about dying by a gun.
And how do you feel when the NRA says guns aren't the issue? It's people who fire the guns.
That's ridiculous because without the gun, they can't kill anybody. So it doesn't matter about the people, it's about the gun, especially guns of war that are distributed just to anybody. Is ridiculous.
You're taking on one of the most powerful special interests in this country, the National Rifle Association. Do you feel you've had success even in this month since the massacre at your school?
Yeah. One of their actual associates, Governor Rick Scott, he changed the law to 21. They weren't happy about it, but we're making some change, a little at a time, but we can do it.
How did that make you feel when the Florida legislature, which was clearly not favorable towards gun control, voted on some gun control measures, like saying you can't get an assault weapon before you're 21?
It shows that they hear us and they're scared, so we got to keep doing what we're doing and keep it till it's all done.
How is it going back to school?
It's hard. It's like kind of like a weird feeling. It feels empty. A lot of police and stuff at our school. But we just go to class, our teachers help us, and we just get through it together.
And what do you think about President Trump calling for arming the teachers?
I don't think that's a good idea because I've seen teachers spaz on a couple of students, and it wouldn't be good with the gun and the teachers. Well, they don't mix together. Let's keep it at teachers and have police around the campus and stuff like that. Just safen up the school, and I think we'll be fine. Teachers armed is not a good idea.
Talk about your T-shirt. It says...
Let's just change the ref. It's an organization that my brother's father made, and it's about empowering the young people and that the young people have a voice, and that we're going to change the ref by making everything fair. Nothing has to do with money coming in. It's all fair, and it's a fair game.
What do you want us to remember about Joaquin and how you grew up with him all your life?
He was a beautiful soul and a beautiful person, and he was always happy. And I love him, and I miss him dearly.
And after today, what are your plans?
Go back to school, get set, and then start.